B-Pod Studios.
All right, it's 5 o'clock hour. Mike Mussinelli's show. 5 o'clock hour will be highlighted by the Sixers presser introducing their new players and what they have to say about them. That's coming up shortly, so hang in there with us. 5 o'clock hour brought to us by Guided Door and Window. Guided has extended their big winter sale for one more month. Receive 40% off all windows and doors in February. Call 877-GO-GUIDED or visit goguida.com. If you're just tuning in, you've been to work, and you don't know what happened, all right, you already know that they got Tobias Harris as the starter. They also have revamped their bench completely by adding guys like Mike Scott and James Ennis and Boban Marjanovic and the kid Jonathan Simmons from Orlando. So they're the four new players they will talk about. We'll take some calls up until we shift you over to that presser. Joe in West Oak Lane, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Joe,
hey, how you doing, Mike?
What's up, Joe?
I'm very happy with the deal. I was in Pittsburgh, and his father, Tobias Harris, father Terrell Harris, he's an old buddy of mine. I saw him a year and a half ago.
Really?
At a cookout? Yes, yes, yes. Indeed. His dad played ball for Duquesne.
Uh huh.
And that was a couple years after the great Norm Nixon.
Uh-huh.
I left school, you know, after 1 year of knowing him, but I'm very excited to hear that he's come to Philly.
Well, how excited was his father about that?
I haven't talked to him.
Okay.
But, yeah, I haven't talked. Like, I saw him a year and a half ago. I haven't talked to him. And hopefully I'll see him this summer when we normally have, a summer Pittsburgh reunion. Every summer.
Gotcha.
At cookout. But
okay.
I'm very happy for Tobias and his father Terrell. But I wanted to know what happened with Corey Brewer. He was a keeper.
Corey Brewer was a nice player, and he hustled, and he scrapped, but he couldn't shoot it. And he shot it miserably in his 20 days here. So they decided to move on. Now, the guy they got from Orlando is not a great shooter either. So I guess there's a possibility to bring Corey Brewer back, but I don't think they will at this point.
Now, of these guys who's come in, who is a point guard who can handle the rock?
Nobody.
That's the problem I have.
None of them are a backup point guard. And that's if you're looking at a drawback of this, all right, we're going to have to go to the press conference, but thanks for the call. We appreciate it. All right, here it is, the Sixer press conference introducing the new players.
I know personally myself, as I'm bringing a winning attitude, winning nature, a competitor, a leader. A player that is going to go out there and play his heart out for his team and try to win as many games as possible.
That's obviously Tobias Harris.
And the sum of all that, you're getting a professional, somebody who takes his craft very diligently and is here to work and get better all around.
Patrick from MBC.
Sorry. Same thing with Tobias said, compete, leadership, physicality, play with that grit, that edge. You know, I think we'll fit in perfectly with the Philly fans, and they love how we play, how we compete with each other, and play unselfish on both ends, and you know, win the championship. Come on, Bobby.
Yeah, everything what the guys say. I think, no, I'm joking. Like, I think, like, for me, I know, like, I bring my toughness, but every time, like, I like to play tough and strong every time when team need me, and everything, like, when I'm in the game in the paint, I try to use my high and help the team, and like they already have high, they already have toughness. I just want to, like, be like part of that and continue that.
Sorry about that. Paul Hudrick, NBC Sports Philadelphia. Tobias, for you really become now to a point where you're considered an elite three-point shooter. What has gone into that as far as, like, what kind of work have you done maybe behind the scenes that maybe we don't know about, and how important was that to you for your game to really expand?
Yeah, you know, I came in the league as a player that was, you know, people were trying to determine what position I was. Am I a three? Am I a four? And then I just really kind of had a heart-to-heart with myself and saw the way the game was going is that if you didn't have a three-point shooting, you know, you could find yourself out of the league. So as a player, I just took a lot of pride into getting up a lot of reps and finding a good balance on my jump shot and a good rhythm with it. So the biggest thing for me has been confidence, and it's taken my game to another level in terms of being able to space the floor and use that as other things to open up different parts of my game. So the three-point shot is huge, and I look to be on this team where we have guys who can create mismatches and double teams to be able to knock it down, and to also use that to help other guys with their spacing too. So it's been a key component to the game, and you see the way the game is going now. If you can shoot the three ball, you'll be in the league for a long time. So for me, I took that to heart.
Jeff Skaversky from Channel 6 here in Philadelphia. When you look at this lineup, Tobias, how dangerous do you think you guys can now be with the addition of yourself and your teammates here when you look at Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid and Jimmy Butler?
Yeah, I mean, really dangerous. We got the total package, if you ask me.
J.J. Riddick, too.
Yeah, don't forget. Put some respect on his name. Yeah. But, no, just seeing the guys on the team and as I just stated before, guys who can create defenses to shift in, but at the same time to have the playmaking, to have the unselfishness to make the right play out there, that's going to be the key for us. And just building that chemistry as a unit is going to be the determining factor. So I'm just excited for it. And I'm looking forward to getting out there and getting out and running and just playing. I think it's going to be really exciting for myself playing and for the fans watching and for everybody around the league taking notice.
Hey, Tobias, Kyle Newbeck from Philly Voice. You're obviously a free agent this upcoming summer. You have a big decision to make. What sort of is at the top of the priority list for you in terms of what you're looking for and the team you're going to play for, whether that's here or elsewhere?
Mm-hmm. Top of the list for me is just winning culture. That's number one. Number two is just loyalty. That's the biggest thing. I mean, it's no surprise I've been traded a couple of times now, but I'm just finding the right situation for team basketball, a winning culture, and loyalty from both sides. So those are three top things. And, you know, this team has made a big trade for myself, and hopefully this could be a long-term partnership and we can make it work, and I'm excited for that. And I know one thing that can handle all that is when we win basketball games. So that's just the key focus right now.
Hey, Tobias, Yaron Weitzman from Bleacher Report. Have you spoken with Coach Brown yet about how he plans to use you? Any of those kinds of conversations? And also for you and Boban, how excited are you guys that we traded together here?
Yeah, I got to speak to Coach Brown yesterday when we were out to dinner. And, you know, what he just said was he's going to let me go and play my game and kind of just figure things out on the fly. I think when you have a team with this much talent, it's, you know, seeing really what works out there and just fueling off each other on the floor. You know, it's a lot of talent, but it's smart basketball players too. So that comes from us really determined to figure that out. And in terms of being traded with this guy, I mean, he secretly has in his contract that we're a package deal, and you know, Mike came along too, so we're excited.
Jess Camerato, Basketball Insiders. This question is for the two besties up there. Tobias, what do you think Sixers fans will appreciate the most about Boban? And Boban, same thing about Tobias.
Well, Tobias, you warm up. That's good.
What? Oh. What I think the Sixers fans will appreciate about Boban is, you know, number one, how much of a beast he is on the floor when the opportunity is presented. And I feel here he's going to have a great chance to come out and show everybody his dominance, his one-hand dunks without jumping. And I think they'll appreciate that for sure. But in light of all that, too, what they'll appreciate is, again, a very well-rounded player and person who cares about his teammates, cares about the community and the fans, too. So that's a big part of it.
Yeah, we have deal to talk about good about by yourself, you know. And no, what to say, Tobias, everybody know, like he's great player. I think like everybody, you know, every single person in the country, in the world, he know how he's basketball player. But like a person, like he's really amazing, you know, like great person, great friend. And to have this guy in the team and to have this guy like a friend, it's like it's really the best stuff. And we showed the world who is Bobby and Toby.
Good job.
Tobias, Kai Carlin, 1400 WOND. How like psyched are you to kind of go from a team that kind of on the fringe of playoff contention, but now you're on a team that has a chance to win a championship? Does that kind of juice up your competitive level just a little bit more?
You know, in all honesty, my competitive level is pretty much always at a pretty high volume of where to go. But to go from a team that, you know, with the Clippers, we were eighth seed and battling. So the competitive level there is still very high because you want to get in to this situation where we make the trade to come here with Bobby and Mike and to be part of this type of core and the talent that's here already. And to really be having our eyes set on a championship, you know, is key. It cranks up another level, as you said. And just in terms of, I know this process for myself right now is going to really enhance me as a basketball player and help me get better and learn more about myself. So I'm excited for it. I mean, when I first got wind of the trade, I was hyped. I wasn't worried about anything. I was like, let's go, let's get it. So I was hyped about the whole trade.
Hey, Tobias, back here. Joe Trinacria from NJ.com. You're a Long Island kid, so obviously we don't have to tell you about playing basketball up in the Northeast Quarter, but what's it mean to you to come and play for fans around this area as opposed to the other stops you've been in the NBA so far?
It means a lot. I think, you know, even I was telling somebody today when I used to play here when I was on the Magic, and obviously the team wasn't doing as well. It was always so much support still, and I would just wonder, like, man, why are fans still supporting this much? And, you know, to see the growth from year to year and the excitement in the arena here every time we came and played, now that's one thing that always stood out for me. So the fans are going to bring amazing, you know, support for the team and give a lot of energy. And
considerable risk in acquiring you as all three of you are on expiring contracts, but it's for the sake of winning now. How much does that play a factor for you guys when you look ahead to free agency at what this team was willing to give up to get you guys here for the sake of winning?
Play and win. But maybe Boban can answer that.
No, Tobias is right. You got to do that for that. Let's go, T.
Mike had a good answer, but
you want to say it just nicer?
Mike said it really nice, but obviously we understand that the team, I'll say, invested a lot in us, all three of us. So, you know, when we talk about before, what things make a player or go into a player's decision, you know, loyalty is one of them, and you know, it was a big move, and it was a win now move and a win big move now. So we, I think all of us could be up here and say that means a lot. And you know, this is already a winning culture, and we just look to bring our games to it and help the best way we can.
Tobias, Dave Murphy from the Philadelphia Inquirer. You mentioned loyalty a couple times, and obviously you've bounced around. What kind of impression have you gotten from the Sixers? Have they expressed to you at all that they're looking at this as a more than, you know, win now move? Have they said anything to you about what they see beyond the season for you and the partnership?
Well, so far we just honestly, I've been you know, heavy into doing all the physicals and stuff like that. So, and for the majority of it, it's been a lot on the basketball side of just getting myself comfortable and acclimated on the court. But those discussions obviously will present themselves, and when they do, you know, there'll be a time and place for that. But like I said, I'm excited to be here and be part of this team and do our best, you know, with Mike and Bobby to come out and put our games in and help this team make a long run this postseason.
Tobias, Zach Elb, CBS Sports Radio. Everyone talks about the expectations and what people think this group is capable of accomplishing. You're not a stranger to walking into a new team, like you said. How do you build this chemistry quickly with so many offensive pieces so this group can reach what people expect out of them?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's going to come down to, you know, number one, just guys figuring out each other on the floor and on the fly. But as I said before, I mean, this is a group of a lot of young talent and smart talent, too. So, you know, I just look, it's going to be a challenge also, you know. I mean, I'll just put that out there. I think when you have this much firepower, it's got to be a good balance all around. So that would be the challenge for it, but that also is not a bad challenge to have. And, you know, we just got to come together and build the chemistry fast in the best way that we can. So whether that be guys maybe turning down shots that they may take for the next pass and just having fun. When we go out there, we have fun, we run, we play defense, we get out in transition, and you know, we impose our will every single night. The other teams walk out the arena like, dang, that team is good. That's a championship team. That's what we want them to know every single night.
Tobias, I'm over here. Kevin Kincaid from Crossing Broad. Brett runs a motion offense, a lot of dribble handoff, staggered DHOs, stuff like that. And one of the big topics here recently is trying to get Jimmy worked in as more of a traditional pick-and-roll guy over the course of his career. Mm-hmm. If you had a preference of what you want to do, where you're most comfortable, what would you say that is?
Ball movement. I'm comfortable with ball movement. The more the ball moves, the better my game is suited. I'm comfortable getting up and down and running. I've been in so many different situations that now I've been very adapted to a lot of them. So when I was in LA, it was a lot of DHOs, dribble handoffs, and pick and rolls. And I find myself best suited the better the ball moves, the more actions we create, playing out of guys running out to you in different areas of space has been the key thing. So when you talk about, you know, what type of offense and what type of system and plays and such like that, just getting out and creating mismatches. I mean, Ben's a guy, a pass first point guard, pass first guard who creates guys to pull in and try to stop his drive. So that's obviously going to create some different plays that kick out to shooters and stuff like that. So just having that ball movement, having that flow to the team is key for me. But I've been able to adapt in different situations, and I look forward to seeing what this one presents itself and being able and ready and play to play with that.
Tobias, Jeff Skaversky again from ABC here. You've been traded around a lot. You've been on a lot of different teams. In your opinion, what is the key to kind of blending everything together, getting that chemistry down? Because you guys don't really have a lot of time, in a sense, getting ready for the playoffs, and there's not a lot of practices going forward. So for you, what is really the key when you get traded, when you move around like this?
You know, for me, it's just to focus on the basketball part, personally. I mean, when you get traded, it's, you know, your whole world kind of shifts. But it's to move on from the last situation onto the new and be ready to start fresh. And that's one thing that, you know, I related to Boban and Mike, is just in this trade, let's just focus on hooping and going out and doing our best job of winning. And I think when you come in, I know personally myself, every situation that I've been traded to, I've came in with a winning attitude and doing the best I can to help the team win. And that's been a great deal for me and paid off well for me. So I just look to have that same type attitude in this situation.
Jess Camerato, Basketball Insiders. Boban, I'm wondering, what were your impressions of Joel before you became his teammate like a minute ago? And what are your thoughts about playing alongside him now?
You know, everybody know, like, great. I follow this team like for like 2 years so far when he played. Big fan of him. I like how he play. I like how he like moves his body, how he handling all that stuff. And I'm really impressed with that. And now I'm be like in the same team. And what make like more like powerful, I think. And it'd be amazing to be here. And he's a young guy, and I need to learn a lot. Like, we can like both help each other.
Noah Levick, NBC Sports Philadelphia. Tobias, you've matched up with Ben when the Sixers played the Clippers. What are your impressions of his game, and what do you think he's going to be like to play with?
Yeah, well, he's a beast in the open court. and knowing when I match up versus him, the toughest thing about him is how well he passes the ball and gets other guys involved. And it's hard to kind of load up to him when he's driving. But you know, I've always been a big fan of his game and how he plays and the way that he plays and his size and his speed and his skill level. So now I'm excited to get out there with him and run the lanes and in the fast break with him and just play. So it's going to be exciting.
Tobias, Mark Narducci, the Philadelphia Inquirer. Your three-point shooting percentage has gone up steadily in your career. This year you're at a career high. What do you attribute to that? It's just experience, getting used to things, working at it in the off season. What do you attribute that?
You know, working at it in the off season for sure. In the summers, I spent a lot of time getting a lot of reps up, game shots, and confidence too. You know, confidence is number one. It started when I was in Detroit. You know, opening up the year, and Stan Van Gundy came to me and said, "Listen, I'm gonna need you to shoot more threes instead of slashing, and I'm gonna need you to shoot like six or seven a game." And now he said you gotta be willing to be able to go 6 for 7, 4 for 7, but you also have to be willing to go 0 for 7 and not second guess the next shot. So once he kind of gave me that confidence, you know, I just ran with it from there, and then, you know, to the point where I'm at today. So that was to get the confidence from your coach on that end. That was big for me going forward, and that really helped it out.
This question is for Mike. You know, Mike, you're from Chesapeake. Allen Iverson's from down the road in Hampton. What were your thoughts as a kid, you know, growing up with the 76ers? I mean, were you a fan of the Sixers? I mean,
I was a fan of Iverson. Man, he did so much for Tidewater area, the 757 area. Grew up watching him a lot, and I know this was like his second home, or, you know, so I was a big fan of AI. Wasn't really the fan of the Sixers. It was more of a hometown thing. No disrespect. I was just a fan of Allen Iverson. Right, yeah.
Now the fact that you're here, I mean,
Yeah. No, it's not cheesy. It's kind of cool. You know, we both from the same area, both from that Tidewater area. So, you know, I just want to come here, have that same passion he had, you know, win games, compete, be physical, be gritty, you know, make shots, and I want to play for a championship.
Hey, Bowman. Joe Trinacria from NJ.com again. So you spoke a moment ago about Embiid. Yeah, I'm right back here. What's going on? You spoke a second ago about Embiid and helping each other get better. I was just curious how you're looking forward to playing against a guy like that in practice every day.
Yeah, for sure. Like, you know, like, you're getting better because you guys compete, and you play hard both, and it's really like, I think it's really like, I feel good about that, and I think it's be amazing.
This question's from Mike. Kai Carlin, 1400 WLND. Mike, you've been deep on playoff runs over here with the Atlanta Hawks. I mean, this is a team that also wants to make that kind of push towards the NBA Finals and everything. Mm-hmm. What can you draw back from those experiences and teach the younger guys here on this team?
Everyone played together, played unselfish. We were playing under Coach Bud, that Spurs system, Brett Brown's Spurs system. So it was just everyone played hard, unselfish. We had 4 All-Stars that year. You know, we just played for one another. Guys made a lot of money after the season from that team. And, you know, we just played unselfish on both ends. Moved the ball. We defended. We had fun. We won 60 games. Yeah, that's kind of what I like to do.
Brian Seltzer with the Sixers back here. If each of you maybe could take a crack at this one. This team talks a lot about defense, its defensive identity. What do each of you think you bring to that side of the floor, and what's your mindset defensively?
Versatility on the end, being able to switch, especially with the forwards that we have and the size that we have. So, you know, once we get more on the floor and get accustomed to the system of how we do things here defensively, I know me personally, I have more knowledge to how we play, but to have you know, already Sixers fourth in the league in defensive rating, one of the best at the rim players in the game is Embiid, and to have Boban right behind him at number two. So I think that helps the defense a whole lot. And just being able to switch and be able to slide and be versatile out there to do different things and to stop other teams, I think is going to be key for us. And we can live with what we want the other teams to shoot and live to and play with the rest of that. So it'd be exciting with the length that we have and the size that we have is going to be key.
Last one, Kevin.
Kevin Kincaid from Crossing Broad again. Bo Bonham over here. When you played in Philly this year, I think that was your season high in minutes. I think you played 23 minutes in that game. How much do you think you can play, and do you want to play more than your average? I think it's only like 10 or 11 minutes a game right now.
I don't know. This is a good question, but like, you know, you never know when you're in the field and you're on the court. Like, you're just energy just going, you know, like you never think about like, oh, I just played 2 minutes, you know, like I just played 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 7, 10, you know, like I never count like that, you know, like it's my job to go there and help the team to play as strong as possible I can, you know, like to use my size, to use my big hands and protect the rim, score everything there, like try to rebound everything. You know, this is how it's supposed to be, set the good screens, you know, and help a team. Like I never like looking like how time is spent on the court. It's more like helping team, good great things. You know, like in a moment you feel tired, you never figure out like what is the time, but I think I have my games like back in Europe who of course I can play more minutes and you know, but you never figure out that, you know, look like that, you must look how to help your team and play better you can.
All right, I think that's it. All right, you just heard from mostly from Tobias Harris. Mike Scott sounds like he's like, yo,
he not about
taking any prisoners.
No, I want him on my team. I want him on my side.
My man cursed down there. That's why you heard some dead air.
Yeah, he's just chilling.
Yeah,
he's not playing games.
Like he's angry or something.
He'll help this team.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back and discuss what you heard as we head towards sound off right here on the Mike Pincinelli Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Big day for the teams. This Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by Turnersville Jeep. Come see why so many South Jersey and Philly buyers are coming to Turnersville for great deals on new Jeeps, Ram pickups, Dodges, and Chryslers at TurnersvilleJeep.com. That's TurnersvilleJeep.com. Sixers have traded Markelle Fultz to the Orlando Magic for Jonathan Simmons, a first round and a second round pick. Phillies have acquired catcher JT Realmuto from the Miami Marlins in exchange for catcher Jorge Alfaro, Sixto Sanchez, Will Stewart, and international bonus pool money. In other baseball news, Hall of Fame outfielder Frank Robinson, the first black manager in Major League Baseball, has died at age 83. Flyers look for win number 9 tonight when they welcome the Kings to town. You can hear that game right here on the Fanatic at 7. This Valentine's Day, when you feel love, share love with Edible Arrangements. Fresh gifts and treats. Order online or in store today. We know you're busy, so we made it even easier for you to hear any of our shows that you've missed. Go to 975thefanatic.com or download the Fanatic app for a daily best of show podcast. I'm Natalie Eganoff for 975 The Fanatic.
The Mike Missinelli Show on 975 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
All right, it's 5:35. It's time to get a final Twitter poll number. A disappointing Twitter poll today for me. Let's see if we get some vindication on this final number. Paul B. Moyer & Sons brings you the Twitter poll from snowblowers to generators and small engines. Every part for every machine in stock when you need it. Moyer will keep you going this winter. Natalie.
Over 2,700 votes today, Mike. The way things are shaping up, do you think the Sixers are going to be favorites for the finals this year? 44% saying yes, 56% saying no.
The 6% downers out there. Well, that'll change. They see a couple games together, this crew. It'll change. We'll come back with this Twitter poll at a later date. Let's go to Spanky.
10 games. 10 games from now, we'll ask again.
That sounds good. Spanky, Cobbs Creek. What's up, Spank?
Mike, you know what? I was feeling some type of way at first about them really letting Markel go for that kind of cheapy like that. But then when I thought about it again, he had to get out of here, Mike. There was no way he could have brought him back. Only thing I feel some type of way about is the fact is that I just wanted to see if he could play.
I agree with you. I was intrigued. I half wanted to see him next year. But and I don't think they got real. You know, they're trying to recoup some draft picks, so they got a player who I don't know will help that much. But I think they just came to the decision that the kid just didn't want to play.
Yeah, I figured that too, and it's a shame because he just so immature, man. He just it's his maturity level for here just wouldn't it just wasn't going to work out. But if these cats can get some type of cohesion and everybody accept their role, they're going to be dangerous, man. But they need another guard. They got to get another guard.
Yeah, it might be Ellington. We'll see. You know, now that the buyout people are out there, they might be able to swing one more situation here.
And like, I got a quick violation for you that just happened to me a few minutes ago.
Uh-huh.
So real quick, I was running past. I saw my homie on the bus stop. He asked me, could I drop him off? I was like, yeah. Right. He said his stomach was hurt and I dropped him off. Oh, I went out and got out my car to go get some gas right before we got to his crib. I came back. This dude farted in my car.
What?
Yeah, man.
That's a violation.
Come on, man. What did you say to him?
I said, yo, you farted in my car. I said, you on my... He said, spank, man, my stomach is hurt. I said, yo, he's right down the street from your crib.
Listen, that's a violation, Spanky. Come on, man. Oh, no, Iggy, King of Prussia. Let me guess. He doesn't like the deals. Iggy!
Hey,
that's a bad deal. They didn't help themselves.
No. Let me try to get deep into this.
Go ahead.
Look, first of all, I just have this bad taste on how they built this team in the last minute. It's like almost cramming for an exam in college. You know,
yeah, it is. I hope that may not be wrong. See, cramming sometimes gives you a good grade.
No.
Sure, it does.
Second thing is this.
Cram my ass off in law school.
Look. Second thing with Tobias Harris, I have no prejudice against this guy. I asked the Sixers. I wanted the Sixers to draft him when he came out of college.
Mm-hmm.
But the tough question that wasn't asked, and if it was, I apologize. Why is it that none of these teams that you were on didn't think too much of you, that they let you go? They didn't give you the max. Well, they didn't think you would be a franchise player.
They're all different circumstances. In the Clippers case, they wanted to clear salary out.
No. That's what I'm saying. If he was a special player, why are they clearing salary? Look, I think...
Well, because they have bigger fish.
No, that's my point. I think Tobias Harris is missing one ingredient, one thing. Yeah. He's a very soft
player. Yeah, he's not soft at all.
That's not true!
He gets 9 rebounds a game. He's not soft. Come on, man. Stop. It's good to Rich in North Philly. Rich, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Rich. Yo, Rich. Rich, where are you?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, listen. I got two questions. The first question was, how do you think that we would have fared if Eldon would have had the picks that Colangelo had?
If he would have had the picks that Colangelo...
If he wouldn't have picked Fultz? Right.
No, listen, Embiid was the consensus best pick when they picked him at that spot. Now, the Okafor pick, I don't know, maybe he would have looked at Okafor differently, but he probably wouldn't have because he was a dookie. He probably would have taken the same guy. And Markel Fultz, I mean, how could I possibly tell what Elton Brand would have thought of Markel Fultz? Because a lot of people thought highly of Markel Fultz. You know, maybe he would have liked Tatum better because he was a dookie. I'll allow for that.
Right. But I just felt like we were at a pool table with Gomer Pyle against Jackie Gleason. I just felt like we had Gomer Pyle.
Gomer Pyle against Jackie Gleason.
Right, absolutely. We're at the pool table.
Jackie Gleason came into this conversation. Where you pluck Jackie Gleason's name?
The movie when Jackie Gleason was the pool shot.
Oh, the Hustler?
Right.
Oh, okay. I get. Wow, you're going way back. That's a black and white movie.
Right. But I'm a movie guy.
That's a Minnesota Fats movie.
Why are you not standing on and pick all our teams being you picked 2020, I think you picked, for all the teams to be at the helm,
right,
of
two champions, two contenders.
I haven't heard you say anything about it.
I said it today. Two champions, two contenders.
Okay. All right.
The Phillies now all of a sudden vaulted in. We haven't talked about the Phillies. We'll talk more about them tomorrow because they made a big deal as well, but they were just dwarfed by what the Sixers have done. But it's exciting. It's an exciting time for Sports Talk Radio. Let's take a break. We'll come back with Sound Off after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me? What is it? The hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
A chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's keep going. Sound off.
Yes, sir. Time for Sound Off. 610-771-9705. You got something to say? Hit us up. How could you not have something to say to the news of today and how the Sixers have revamped their team, the starting lineup and on the bench, and the Phillies trading for the best catcher in the league? Let's see what we got today.
Tobias Harris makes his debut the night the Sixers are retiring Moses Malone's number. Does anyone see a correlation there?
No. I don't see any correlation whatsoever. Tobias Harris is not even close to being the same player as Moses Malone. Come on, bro.
I got a hypothetical for you. Fast forward to the end of season. Sixers didn't do a good job budgeting like they thought they were going to. You can only sign Tobias or Jimmy Butler. Who do you sign? Who's your guy? Who do you think is the better fit? Turney? Tobias, simply because of his shooting.
I think Jimmy Butler's an overall better player than Tobias Harris, but they're going to sign both of them. They made this trade. They're going to keep this together. They want to be dominant for the next several years. That's the whole aim to doing this.
This message is for all the fugazi Toronto Raptors fans and the cockroach Celtics fans. There will be a fight for the Eastern Conference this year. And in the words of Sonny from A Bronx Tale, click, now you can't leave. Let's go, Sixers.
Now you just can't leave. Boston all of a sudden finds itself maybe fourth on the pecking order at this particular juncture, right?
Yeah, and then the other part is all the room, basically Ainge has announced to the Pelicans that you can have Brown, Tatum, Horford, and picks for Anthony Davis at the end of the season. Just wait.
Yep.
And the Pelicans waited. So now, what do you say if you're in that locker room? I know you're still going to play
hard. You're not happy about it. You don't feel like a Celtic anymore.
You know what I mean? That's what I mean. Mm-hmm. I know they're going to play hard, but that still has to be in their brain.
True.
Tonight, Mike, we're going for 9 in a row, buddy. Carter Hart, Valentine's Day next week. You think that's all coincidence? Let's go. Let's get fired up.
I promise Carter Hart's not playing tonight. They're going with the backup Stoli. I don't like him tonight. Get me honest with you.
Since your boy John Clark from NBC is always at the airport to greet athletes when they come to town, he needs a nickname. You know, they got Hurricane Schwartz. How about Tarmac Johnny?
We already have a nickname for it, Johnny Airport. He's Sunshine Johnny, but he's Johnny Airport.
Yeah, everybody was calling him Johnny Airport yesterday.
Johnny Airport.
We got Tobias.
He's got a deep throat down there. Deep, deep undercover source.
Just found out the bolt seal went down. I have nothing but faith in the kid. I hope nothing but the best for him and all that stuff. But that, to me, seems like a clear violation of our principle of winning the chip, all right? I think this whole deal set us back. The NBA forced freaking the Colangelo's on as Mr. Big Collar, that whole nepotism thing, and shattered our whole franchise for at least a two-year setback. He made that dumb trade and then ended up with him, and then you shipped him off, and you didn't even let him develop.
Well, listen, I mean, how long can you hang around with the kid? It's become such a negative. It's like, the Sixers know they didn't get the best of this deal, right? They get traded the number one pick. They got a marginal bench player and a couple picks that aren't worth a lot. But it got to a point where you have to kind of read the tea leaves. And you go, you know what? He doesn't want to play, and he doesn't want to play here. So we got to cut bait.
We need a guard. We need a guard that can score the ball, who can come in and back up Ben and back up Jimmy. Have you seen T.J. McConnell out there? He has to play too many damn minutes. He struggles. He doesn't have the size, and that's what's really hurting us when he's in there too damn long. We need a guard that can play defense on the perimeter.
Well, they got Ennis. He can play defense on the perimeter. I will allow that they don't have the true impact point guard that could play. Patrick Beverly would have been the perfect impact point guard that could play some minutes at that position and defend. They don't have that. But Jimmy Butler's versatile enough to fill in here and there, and TJ will get his 5 to 10 minutes in the game. They could mix and match it.
Why do we select TJ McConnell? You know, Markel Fultz and Perron getting second rounders back, deep bench players. It's better to keep him because he'll be a better backup next year than TJ can be this year.
Who was he talking about? To be a better backup?
Fultz next year than TJ this year, but they need somebody for this year. And
yeah,
TJ, unfortunately, gives you more this year than Fultz would.
Fultz wasn't going to play. So, I mean, if you make a decision you're going to go for it, you kind of have to go for it. And there's no reason to have a guy that's dead weight that's not going to play for you.
They talked about being an offensive juggernaut because we brought in Harris with that 20 points, but he's replacing Muscala, who scored 8, so that leaves 12 points. But how about we hang our hat on defense, team defense? I'm telling you, it breeds unity, offense will happen.
Yeah, they're actually a fairly good defensive team. They're fourth in team defense in the league. So, I understand there's been some games where it doesn't look like they're playing perimeter defense, but they loaded up on a lot of guys now who can switch. And that helps your team defense.
I want to know who this guy is buying his tickets from, where he's getting charged $300 a ticket for a Flyers game. 2 weeks ago, me and my girlfriend decided to go the day of the game and pay $10 for second level right and center right. This guy's got to get his back straight.
This was before the call-up of Carter Hart. Now the tickets are going back up a little bit.
I know this is going to play after the deadline. The Lakers and LeBron drama. Why don't the Lakers just trade LeBron? That would just throw monkey wrench in the entire NBA. If that happens, I would run outside with no pants on, laughing my tail off.
Well, LeBron, you think he's fool enough to have not have a no trade clause? Come on, man, he's LeBron. He's the king.
Everybody's so confused about the Nick Foles situation, it makes no sense to me. It's simple as this. There's no way they're going to franchise tag Nicky unless they have a trade in place. Otherwise, walks, they get a compensation pick a year from now, probably a third rounder. Why all the conversation?
Because they're still going to get a compensation pick. Maybe they don't have a trade partner. They're hanging around to find one. It gives them more time to find it. Close it down, bro.
That's the best of the best today of Soundgarden. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
You got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are you looking?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound dog gets on.
See you later.
All righty, that should do it. What a day. And tomorrow will be another exciting day as a Friday while Brian Westbrook to talk about stuff. I think we're good. Devon Gibbons up next. Joe Torty will follow him. Keep it locked right here on 97.5 Fanatic and talk about the Sixers and the Phillies, what they did today. Everybody have a great rest of the night, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.